Stage 6 load shedding was the bombshell that was dropped yesterday, and everybody in the newsroom just went, oh, and there was quite a sort of a fuss about everything. Well, there's no doubt that South Africa's move to Stage 6 load shedding will have an impact on all parts of the economy, and Cas Kavadia is the CEO at Business Unity South Africa. He joins us now to discuss the organization's commitment to working with government towards providing capacity and expertise to sort of alleviate what is now a very serious crisis for citizens as well as the economy. Cas, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
Cas, you draw attention to the two ways that the implementation of Stage 6 load shedding is a serious blow to the economy. Can you just give us an example as to the impact that this will actually have in the economy?
Well, firstly, it has an impact on confidence, and it at a time when we need to actually instill confidence amongst investors to bring their money here, on the back of which we can start growing our economy and enabling inclusive growth. This further erodes confidence because it does not give investors the confidence that we can actually manage our power infrastructure and assure them of consistent energy. Then it has an impact on the ability of businesses to do their business. Businesses are having to invest now in alternative forms of power. That increases the cost of business, eventually gets passed on to consumers at a time consumers are very stretched already. Small and medium businesses in particular will be severely impacted because they may not have the resources to actually invest in alternative sources of power. So they might need to close their door for a period of time, have an impact on their income, have the impact on their sustainability. So these are all serious impacts on business, and that's why it's not a crisis only now. It's been a crisis for quite some time. What we're calling on government to do is to acknowledge that we have a crisis and to take some serious leadership in the matter.
It's quite easy probably for a household, and it's not that inconvenient for a household because you can cook on gas, and if the children need to go and bath, you can make a plan and things like that. So within the framework of just a household, it's quite easy. But small and medium businesses are buckling under the pressure of managing a very untenable situation, Cas. Do you have any ideas, for the ways that government could actually provide them with additional support? And I think this is where business needs to start looking at government and saying, look, we are already buckling, we are already, under such immense pressure. Because when you look at a business, especially a small business, you've rented a little shop, the rent of the shop is 10,000, 14,000 rand a month. The landlord doesn't want to hear about load shedding.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I mean, I'm not too sure what assistance government can give. The problem is that all of this is happening within the context of an economy that's not growing, a state that does not have sufficient resources to actually throw at different priorities. Some small businesses were helped in the aftermath of the July insurrection last year. But you can't keep on, we just don't have sufficient space in the fiscus to, under all sorts of circumstances, assist small businesses, assist workers who may be affected by this and so on. So it's just not a sustainable way of doing things. And what we've got to do is, one, look at how we can, in the short term, ensure that load shedding doesn't reach Stage 6 like we've done yesterday and will do today, but that we can contain load shedding to the extent we can, and we can have, as Eskom has been doing, have more consistent programs so that people can, and even businesses, including small and medium businesses, can plan for it better. And so we need to get back to that. We need to ensure that we enabling the private sector to actually generate power and get it onto the Eskom grid as quickly as possible. We need to remove any barriers to those so that we not only dependent on Eskom for energy, we dependent on a range of energy generators and power generators, which can then distribute that power through the Eskom grid.
Mm. And I think, you know, when we look at where we are now, we should have removed those barriers to, you know, the private sector generation a long, long time ago, because it was on the minister's desk for a very long time. And I look at a statement that Gwede Mantashe put out today to say, you must please not blame me or blame the government for Eskom's problems. And the fact of the matter is Eskom is a state-owned entity, so who do we blame? This is going to affect our ratings, our international ratings and our credit ratings quite badly, isn't it, Cass?
Well, rating agencies will obviously look at this. I think what we need to do is if we are able to actually demonstrate some leadership now, urgently, and we are able to, under government's leadership, pull together to say that we have a plan to address this, both in the immediate term, but also in the short and medium term. And we government actually seriously talks to business about how business can help, what sort of capacity business can bring in. If we demonstrate publicly and clearly that we are removing barriers to private sector generation, we make those sorts of calls and we take those sorts of hard decisions, I think rating agencies might say, okay, look, they've had a problem, but they're actually doing something about it.
Mm.
And we can live with that. So I think it's a lot depends on what our response is going to be now.
Chatting this afternoon to Cass Kavadia, the CEO at Business Unity South Africa. We're chatting about the impact of what's happening with Stage 6 load shedding, but on the economy as general and in business also as general. Cass, how do you feel that the union's negotiations impact on the situation, and how can they be at the same time be respected but executed in a way that causes less hardship to the citizens? I mean, one of the ladies calling in earlier this morning says, you know, Eskom is doing it to us. We are the citizens of the country.
Yeah. Look, we told the minister also said yesterday that it's an illegal strike. We told that there's a lot of intimidation of workers wanting to go to work, what there was yesterday. We were also told that they have reached some sort of agreement which the unions will take to their members on Friday. But in the meantime, in good faith, workers will return today. I believe workers have returned today. So it seems there has been some progress in dealing with the wage issue. But we must condemn in the strongest terms intimidation of workers and so on. And while we obviously understand that unions have to represent the workers and have to negotiate for appropriate wages, that we cannot do that in a way that actually makes it even more difficult for us to actually attract investment and grow the economy. Because in doing that and having that sort of consequence, you're actually saying that you're impacting negatively on job creation, which can't be in the interests of unions. So I think that our appeal would be that, you know, conduct your battles and conduct your negotiations legally. Don't intimidate those who may want to work, and conduct them in a way that actually we can all of us can pull together to actually create an environment for investment and grow our economy, because that's the only sustainable way of dealing with the unemployment situation.
Mm. And government's actions, are you continuously talking to government about finding a solution to, because as I said, you know, we don't know how much is in the kitty, how much assistance can come from government, but the assistance that we are looking for from government is to say, get Eskom back up and running and get things down to, even if it's level 2 or level 3 load shedding.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, so we talk to government about this regularly. We talk to Andre and his team at Eskom regularly, and we will continue to do so. I just think that look, I from the briefings we've received, they're pulling out all stops to to get back to some sort of a situation away from level six. Hopefully we'll do that in the next few days. The wage issue, as I said, it appears that there's some progress on that. But then let's just, you know, let's just put our heads together and see how do we actually, I mean, there has been some progress in the embedded energy projects. Eskom tells us that they put out to tender to lease land near power station in Mpumalanga and in KwaZulu-Natal, which private sector producers can utilize to actually put up plants for producing power, and that was oversubscribed. So there's undoubted interest and demand from the private sector to actually produce. So let's get that going. Let's remove any delays in that. Let's remove any red tape in that. And let's get that going. Also, I think that one of the issues, certainly Eskom management says, that's impeding them from addressing the issues is that there's remnants of the old administration still at Eskom, and there's sabotage.
Yeah, I think,
and that's a law and order issue, and government needs to send in a crack team of law and order and intelligence people, get to the bottom of that.
I was just going to say, you know,
and prosecute them.
Yeah, I think that is where the decisive action must come from government. You know, is to really look at these issues and say, if there is sabotage, and I think that there's been an admittance of the fact that there is sabotage in certain instances, because you have one unit tripping in the morning and then another five or six of them all over the show differently tripping at the same time, which gives you the indication that there is a lot of unlawfulness in this area. Cass Kavadia chatting to us, CEO at Business Unity South Africa. Thank you so much for your time, Cass.